All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Life Beyond Boxes podcast. I'm Marion. I got Victor Shaves here. We're both with Premium Q. Today, it's a little bit of a different episode because we've been getting a bunch of emails and questions about this referral program that we have.
Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
So in theory, we launched it, I want to say 3 years ago, and it was mostly related to realtors because the real estate agents are pretty much our the most direct person in somebody's journey of selling their house, buying their house, whatever that may be. And then from that point on into moving. So that's why the most conversations that we have other than direct to consumer is with real estate agents. So we initially created this referral program where we set up the realtor or the broker, or we have different scenarios. So of course, the best way would be to give us a call or just click the link in the description below. If you go to premiumqmoving.com, you'll find all the information on the header or in the footer below. But bottom line was, we just wanted to kind of give people a little bit of insights about how this works. So technically, we set up their information as a lead provider, as a lead source in our CRM. Mm-hmm. And when, regardless how many salespeople we hire, regardless if one of you guys are in vacations or whatever, when the person calls, and they say, well, or the customer calls and says, I've been referred to you guys by so-and-so. Mm-hmm. As long as they have their name set up in our system, from that point on, the customer gets a nice deal. And of course, the person that referred them to us, they get their commission at the end of every month, pretty much.
Yeah.
But the reason that I wanted to bring this up on the podcast is, for some reason, I think we just branded the referral program as strictly for real estate agents, mm-hmm. which in theory, anybody can be.
Absolutely.
Are you a server at a restaurant?
Yeah.
You can refer customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then make a commission without doing anything else other than, okay, you just have interaction with a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's natural that, you know, it came to real estate agents mainly because, they're the ones that are usually dealing with the most face-to-face to people moving. It started with looking for real estate agents, but, you know, we have stagers and organizers, cleaning company owners and stuff like that, that really refer us pretty much the most. So it definitely, you know, gears towards real estate agents, but literally anyone can make it. I mean, you can be, you know, the doorman at a condominium in Boston, and anytime you see someone moving, you're moving up, you see them walking up moving boxes through the elevator,
right.
Be like, hey, listen, I don't know if you're looking, but, you know, I know this moving company. And again, as long as they state your name, we'll do all the work, we'll do all the selling of the job. It's just kind of getting our name out there. So I think it started organically through real estate.
We even called it a realtor referral program initially. So of course it was our fault, but, again, in theory, my wife's beauty salon referred us customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
When somebody's asking, I can't remember exactly when we were talking about, like, oh no, this was in the BNI group. So I had a one-on-one conversation with someone, and they asked me, like, who's the ideal customer for you guys? I said, well, in theory, it's a homeowner. Typically, we tend to kind of hear more from the wife rather than the husband in terms of like who's booking, but it really depends. I guess it's a 50. I mean, you'll probably know better because you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it all really changes per person and per people's scenario, but I would say, it probably leans a little bit more towards the women that are calling. Mm-hmm. And then, it's pretty close, but I would say a little bit more towards the women.
And I said, well, roughly 40 plus years old, living in Winchester from the local type of ideal customer, because Winchester, it's only 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes from Medford. And then I remember the question was somewhere along the lines of, so who's the type of person that you're looking for from a business owner or any kind of referral network that you feel is the ideal person to recommend you customers? And that's when I realized, well, the instinct would want to respond, well, is the real estate agent, because he's the person that has the most access to our consumers. But then, of course, it's the next level, the next step in that process would be the broker, because it has multiple agents.
Yeah.
But then the real estate attorney in there. And then from there, we kind of had this conversation like this back and forth. And I said, well, to be honest, any person that works in an environment that serves or deals with people can be a referral.
Absolutely.
You can work in insurance. You can sell ice cream. You can sell anything at all. And you can make a commission without doing anything else other than, all right, we'll recommend this customer. We'll recommend this person to you guys when it comes to moving, just because maybe I've used it before or somebody in the family members.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing, too. I feel like a lot of real estate agents, we've had the opportunity to show, our skills and, you know, the guy's skills and the level of service that they provide. So, that, you know, it's us gaining the trust of, you know, anybody that is going to refer us, that how good of a job that we do and, you know, the reviews we have and all the videos that we have showing, you know, kind of the work that the guys do and the attention to details that the guys provide. So it's definitely gaining that trust with the referral, the person that is referring us first, and then having them reap the benefits of referring us, you know, to as many clients as they can. And also just, you know, a lot of our real estate agents tell us, you know, all the time, a lot of it is a nice perk to get that commission check at the end of the day, but it's the fact of not having to worry about if something comes up on their end, if we're going to be able to make adjustments, if, you know, to worry about giving somebody a name and then you not knowing how the level of service is going to be. So a lot of it is just kind of, you know, a little bit of peace of mind to know that, you know the company that you're referring, you have some sort of a connection. So God forbid if things go wrong with the closing or anything like that, you can call me up or you can call any of our other salespeople up to get a quick answer and, you know, always kind of streamline the process to make any adjustments. Makes life a little less stressful for them as well.
And then there are one of our biggest customer referral, Matt. He always says, I don't even want the commission. I'd rather just the client getting the discount because he cares more about the journey of the customer to make sure that the person gets the experience that they deserve. And at the end of the day, this is one of the questions that people ask, like, why would I choose you guys versus others?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, we can all talk great about how good of a service we do and how great. I mean, it all starts with the people that we employ. Like, yes, our services might not be the cheapest, but I guarantee that you as the homeowner, or even if you as the renter, you don't want cheap stuff. You don't want cheap service, because we all know cheap doesn't mean necessarily good quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it all starts there. So we really care about the people that we hire. We need to make sure that they can get paid properly to, you know, put foot on the table for themselves and their family and make sure that they can make a living if they're doing this full time. But then on the other side is, it also goes into, we don't just try to move things, lift things up and put them down, right? Like at the end of the day, we're not building airplanes. Like it's moving, but it's important that, like, we've done everything in our power to educate the consumer before the guys arrive to their spot. With things like, all right, these are the type of supplies that we use to protect your stuff, your belongings and your property. These are the things that you can do ahead of time to maybe get a parking permit, right, for the truck. If that's, if you're like in one of the cities like Boston, Alston, Brighton, Brookline, Cambridge, Somerville, the busy and tight street cities, then these are the things that you can do to save up. If you have some time on your hands and you don't know what to do with it, but you want to save up some money, these are the tips and these are the strategies to use to pack up your stuff properly and label it in a way that it doesn't break your back. And so, you know, we kind of became this resource, how I like to call it, for consumers before we even get to their their house.
Yeah.
And even once we get there, we need to make sure that they can trust the people that get into. Because at the end of the day, we all, like, I had this conversation with somebody at the bank yesterday, because she moved for the first time, or her son moved. And she said, actually, it's really important that the employees get coached. And then I said, well, of course, because they do this every day. And for them being the job, we always coach them and explain to them, like, look, you have to treat the belongings not necessarily as you would treat yours, because yours, you might not even care about your own stuff as much. But then you have to think from a consumer standpoint, it's really three strangers showing up at your door, knocking in the morning at your door, waking you up and saying, all right, your stuff will go into this truck, and then that's it, we'll go away. Like at the end of the day, that's pretty much what it is. So,
And then when that comes from, you know, us as a moving company, really what we try to strive for and what we teach all of our employees, whether it's the movers, whether it's the salespeople, whether it's people in the office, is, you know, we do this every day. You moving, you don't. Maybe you've done it at the most four or five times throughout your life because you moved a bunch of apartments, a couple of houses. Yeah, so we do it every day. So one, we see all the things that come up. So we can kind of foreshadow a lot of stuff and say, you know, hey, listen, this might come up. So why don't you check on this? So it's a little bit of, you know, preventative nature of, you know, kind of guiding customers through it. It's also the fact of we're there if you have any questions. That's a very complicated thing when it comes to moving, and it's such a big life deal. It gets stressful. So we always try to always be there to answer any questions, answer an email very timely fashion. I mean, I think our email rate is within, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or something like that, you know, between the hours of 9 to 5. And even after, before 9 and after 5, we're still usually picking up phone calls and answering emails. We're not quite 24-7 because my girlfriend would kill me if I was picking up the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning, but we're pretty darn close.
But they can still get, so they can still submit their, like, quote request, and they can still get a lot of videos and access to a lot of resources once they do request a quote, because they, you know, they get on our newsletter list, so then they get all that information ahead of time, even before they talk to somebody on the phone. So I feel like it's an important aspect that and not just consumers understand, but also if you are the person that's listening or watching this, if you are, let's say, in the real estate industry or outside of the real estate industry, and you think, all right, this actually makes sense, and I do interact with a lot of people because I sell I sell insurance, or I sell cars, or I sell whatever, I work in the restaurant, I'm the bartender, I'm the server, whatever, and you do want to have an opportunity to make a commission by just referring other people to our services, feel free to go in the description of this episode. You'll see a link in there. You'll be able to click it, and then, or just text the number that's listed in the description below, and you'll be able to get some information on how you can sign up. It's just a simple name, email, phone number to make sure that we know who you are. And then from there, pretty much every month at the end of the closing of the month, you'll get a check from us.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, guys, if anybody out there is interested in, you know, signing up for this and has any more questions, you know, feel free to reach out, even if it's us just jumping on a phone call with you or meeting you in person, just so we can show you what Premium Q is all about, the level of service we provide to not only you, but to all your clients, and run you through, you know, pretty much what the experience your customers are going to have with us, and the building of the relationship with you as the referrer, but then also with all of your clients. You know, I mean, they might not be doing a move, or you might not be doing a move right away. So we'll look for the future to kind of, you know, show you what we can offer moving wise. But feel free to reach out. You know, we would love to jump on as many calls as we can, have a 5-10 minute conversation with you, let you know what we think we can help your clients with. And then if the conversation goes well, which we know it will, then you start referring us to any client that you have moving, and, you know, we'll start getting a little bit of bonus back for, you know, the end of the month.
100%. All right, guys. Thanks for all of you following the show, watching or listening, whatever your platform of choice is. Don't forget, if you have any questions, we now have a page that you can just go. This is really no point to just mentioning, because if you're just listening to this, you go into the description of this episode, you'll be able to click the link in there. You can submit your question. It's a quick 10-20 second recording that you can do, or you can just put the text in there and then we'll answer it on the podcast, so you can listen hopefully next on the next show. But thanks again for all of you guys. Don't forget, you can always rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. And until the next episode, take care.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget, you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward. And here's to a life beyond boxes.